Stuart Cousins will lead the largest Democratic majority in the Senate in over a century, with at least 40 Democrats in her conference. 32 are needed to form a leadership coalition. Democrats expected to pick up some seats, but even they were surprised when some longtime Republican officeholders lost Tuesday, including former Senate Health Committee Chair Kemp Hannon. He was defeated by Kevin Thomas, who will become the first Indian-American senator in New York. Long Island veteran GOP Senator Carl Marcellino also lost, as did New York City Republican Marty Golden. Democrats also picked up two open seats in the Hudson Valley and beat incumbent Republican Terrence Murphy, also in the Hudson Valley. Senator Stuart Cousins says the blue wave can be attributed to many New Yorkers' unease with President Donald Trump and his policies.
A New York electorate that is responding in many ways to the Trump administration and really difficult and awful in many ways, tax on New York, whether it's tax base by, you know, doing what they did with the salt, the whole, you know, just intolerant view, it seems, of everybody and anybody who, you know, isn't who he thinks Americans should be.
The Senate Democratic leader says Democrats also worked hard to get voters out and had more financial help than in the past. Governor Cuomo raised $5 million for Democratic Senate candidates and congressional candidates, and for the first time, he campaigned vigorously for them. Stuart Cousins says she's grateful for the help, but she says the Senate will remain independent.
Our Senate Democratic Conference will always be having the focus on the people that we are there to represent, but it certainly it doesn't hurt to have partners who, you know, are in it because of the same shared goals.
She says she intends to move quickly on a number of key issues in January, including abortion rights. A bill known as the Reproductive Health Act would codify the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision into New York law. And Stuart Cousins says it's on the top of the agenda, along with expanding voter access in New York, where the rules are notoriously restrictive.
That was one of the things when I was at the rally on Sunday that I actually said again. I don't like to make promises, but I'm telling everybody, just this one more time, go on Tuesday, and you'll have to vote on this one day. But, you know, this is something that we will have to change.
She says she also wants to act to strengthen the state's gun control measures after another mass shooting that killed 12 people at a California bar filled with college students. There are a myriad of other issues that Democrats and progressives have long called for, only to see the measures die in the GOP-led Senate in recent years. They include single-payer health care, the DREAM Act to give college assistance to children of undocumented immigrants, and campaign finance reform. Senator Stuart Cousins says she can't make any promises or set any timelines on all of the issues.
Yeah, I really prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, but there are certain things that have been, you know, held back so long because our Republican colleagues just would not move them. And we're going to try and move as things quickly to the extent that we can.
In January, Stuart Cousins will be representing a diverse Democratic conference that includes several new senators that ousted six members of the more conservative breakaway Democratic group. They'll be seeking votes on a number of progressive issues. But the conference will also have representatives from the New York City suburbs, with four new Democrats from Long Island, where high taxes are a concern. Stuart Cousins is herself from Westchester. She'll have to navigate deals between all of the competing interests. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.